Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Well, this is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This show is all about your health and your life. Check us out on the web. You can always give us a call as well. Now, sugar is a big issue. A lot of people consume it. And National Institutes of Health actually has said now, along with the World Health Organization, that 5% of our calories really should be the total amount that we get. Now, it's recommended that it stay at 10%, but now they're cutting it down to 5% just because of some of the new guidelines that have been put together. And, of course, when they talk about sugars, they're talking about the ones that occur in syrups, even honey, fruit juices, fruit concentrates, according to all of this, simply because of what it does to our body. And, of course, keep in mind, it raises inflammation and increases our body's ability for certain types of health challenges. And, of course, again, increases fatigue. It's one of the toughest foods, really, to kick the habit of because it's so addictive. But it makes such an impact in our overall health when you do. If you've ever come completely off sugar for the most part and cut down on it in your diet, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health and the way that you feel. It really makes a big impact. So cutting down the sugar, one of the big tips, especially for dropping weight, can be a big, big deal. You want to give me a call right now? You can always call me at 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'd love to take your call here on the show. We're going to go to Carol right now. Hi, Carol.
Calling about my 4-year-old son. He has Sotos syndrome, and he has a very weak digestive system. And I just wanted some advice on what to do about that. His pediatrician has him on Miralax. I'd like to eventually get him off the Miralax, have him on a multivitamin that you mix. It's a powder that you mix with water, and I just recently started him on an egg-based protein supplement as well. So I just wanted some advice to see if there was something we could do to help him digest things better.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, that's the key. Digestion, as you know, is everything. And the probiotics are really good, and you can get a powdered probiotic if you want to start adding those into some of his foods. That can make a big, big difference. And, of course, it'll increase immune system, too, but it'll help with elimination. The digestive enzymes, I really like those, and you can get those at your local health food store, and they come in little capsules. And for kids, they even have in, like, the powdered versions where you can take those and put them into yogurt or applesauce or whatever, mix it up, and they won't even know it's in there. But that is a real big component and is so powerful for supporting the overall digestive system. I mean, that is a big, big key. So looking at both of those. Now, from a food source perspective, depending on how picky of an eater he is, you can start adding in, of course, fruits and vegetables. I like to get a blender, like a Vitamix blender, and you can put the vegetables, mix some fruits in there, and make some purees, even make some shakes. You know, it's great to tell kids, hey, this is your shake, and you start making them on a regular basis, maybe even twice a day. It's what they get. And they start enjoying their foods, and they drink them. I mean, blending is a great way to go for the kids to get their nutrition. I'm a big fan of that. I mean, juicing is cool too, but I like blending the best. And by doing that on a regular basis, typically they can get the kind of nutrients and nutrition that they need to really take things to the next level. So, again, those are some great tips I think that could be quite helpful. Keep me posted how that goes, especially the digestion with kids. can be a challenge for sure, especially getting them to eat the kind of foods that you want them to. All right, let's go to Ken now on the phones. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I've got what they call an apathy in my feet, the neuros, I guess, or something. Or I have severe pain in my feet, and I have a buildup of some calcium buildup in the blood vessels, too, in my feet. I was wondering what I can do for that problem and how to get it so that I can sleep. It's hard to sleep at night sometimes with the pain from the nerves, I guess, and I was just wondering about that.
Well, okay. The feet themselves, depending on what you have going on, and what it sounds like to me, could potentially be some nutritional deficiencies, number one. And then also maybe some issues that could be coming from the lower back. And so a couple of things I would do just right out of the gate. You definitely want to have someone take a look at your lower back and your spine, because the gait of our hips and lower back is very important. It affects the feet and the lower body in a great way. So having a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, a DO or a DC, take a look at that. Then they can put it together and come up with a good solid game plan. That's what I would do first. So you build from there. And then the second piece that you want to look at that is really important is the nutritional side. And a lot of times on the nutrition, it can be something as simple as vitamin B6 or even vitamin B5, both of those. And there can be some blood testing done to check those out and see exactly what those numbers are. But that's where I would start. That's the first key to be able to build and figure out, you know, what's happening. Because the reality is there's multiple areas of the body that could be, it could be focused on mental aspect, the brain chemistry. It could be on the physical side, and it could be on the chemistry, the nutritional side. So you have to look at all three categories to figure out where the actual key is. And once you figure that out, because the body is so multifaceted, then you can start piecing those parts of the puzzle together. And they're all three equally important. So you have to check that out. All right. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. We've got Sam in Texas that writes in. He says, what do I do with lower energy levels? I'm struggling with that over the last 2 to 3 months. I wake up in the morning tired, and then my energy progresses throughout the day. And that's common. We actually hear that a lot. And what do you do for that? You have to get tested, I think, but it's probably adrenal function. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. They're these two little glands that sit above the kidneys. And with the adrenals, one thing you want to focus on in building them back up is you can look at some of the vitamins can do that, but really rest does that. I know that's kind of tough, especially when people are having to work 2 and 3 jobs now to make ends meet. But getting proper rest on a regular basis is an absolute key. And rest comes in the form of, obviously, sleep that you get at night. But it's taking a full day off a week and just winding it down and just letting your body recharge and regroup. And whatever that means for you. I mean, it may just be hanging with your family. But, you know, shutting your cell phone off, not feeling like you have to work, all of that makes such a big difference in recharging. The adrenals, anything you read about adrenal health, we'll talk about the overload of stress that we're under just in life in general and what we have to do to kind of recharge and regroup. So whatever that means for you, that's going to be important. And then, of course, stay away from a lot of the processed foods, the sugar-based foods, the flours. All of that can play a big role in tearing down the adrenals. So staying away from those foods is going to really, really help build everything back up. Get plenty of water every single day. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Coming up, more information to empower your health and your life. Also, got some groundbreaking research that I want to talk about, and we're going to be taking more of your calls.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Whatever you're struggling with, great or small, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle, and the choices we make today can and will determine, of course, the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show, make sure to check out the website. We've got incredible team members that can help you find a provider in your area that's growing every single day, that can coach you, that can help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. And we're focused on that to grow and help you make a major impact. On this show, that's what it's all about. Go to the phones and talk with Tony. Hi, Tony.
The question that I have is concerning arthritis or gout in the knuckles of your hand, the fingers.
Okay, so talking about gout and getting gout, no matter where it is, if it's in the knuckles of your fingers or if it's in your toe or if it's anywhere in the body, it can be quite painful. So that's something you have to be cautious with and be a little bit be careful because, again, what gout is, it's the inability of the body to break down proteins. And so you've got, you're dealing with uric acid crystals that build up in the joints. And when that happens, of course, the pain is there, the inflammation is there. But what's the root cause? I mean, we've got medications that can help reduce the pain, cut down the inflammation. But I think most people really want to get to the root of it so it stops. And that's where you really have to, that's where you really want to start, is that at that point right there. So making sure that you your body gets everything that it needs is going to be a big, big key. And that's what I would focus on at this point. So with that said, you want to do a couple things. You want to focus mainly on getting the right kind of foods in. Cut out the inflammation-based foods, inflammatory foods. Focus on chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Of course, these are proteins, but you got to be able to break them down. And that's the issue in the first place. So what do you do? Well, there's what's called proteolytic enzymes. And it's made from bromelain, which is in pineapple. But these proteolytic enzymes will actually get your body to the point where it will break down your foods rather than just maybe 15 to 20%, which is pretty average for most people's digestive tract, up to about 80 or 90%. The proteolytic enzymes are fantastic. And you take them about an hour after a meal. And, of course, you can use pineapple, but, the supplements have a higher level of extract in them. Another natural way to add to your food sources are apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is just a fantastic way to go to really add in everything that you need. So, again, it's a big key with your overall health, making sure you get the right kind of nutrition in on a regular basis. But it's all about breaking down the proteins. For the uric acid, so the apple cider vinegar, a couple tablespoons with each meal, it'll help break it down. And then, of course, once you get your good bacteria up in the digestive tract and you start getting the body functioning a little bit better, that's where you're going to notice much more of an impact, and you'll be able to see quite the difference. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go to the web. Binge drinking is a hot topic. A lot of people do it, and they're saying now, if you are a binge drinker, you can shorten your life. If you're drinking, consider it moderate or overall. Many studies talk about moderate drinking, and they've delved into new effects. And they've done some studies at the University of Texas in Austin, and they found that among moderate drinkers, we found that those who binge and have double the odds of dying within the next 20 years compared to those who don't binge. So the researchers analyzed data from a larger study focused on about 400 adults between the age of 55 and 65 who were moderate drinkers. And for the male participants, that meant they downed no more than 4 alcoholic beverages a day and no more than about 14 drinks per week. So that's pretty interesting. So look at your numbers compared to that. Of the total group, the scientists said that about 372 moderate drinkers spread their drinking out over time, while 74 showed periodic episodes of heavy drinking. So the researchers also factored in socioeconomic issues such as gender and marriage status, and recent health issues included diabetes, heart issues, obesity, and physical activity levels. So they said during these studies they found that the shortening of the lifespan was quite interesting. About 25% of moderate drinkers report having these binge drinking habits. So, again, you want to balance everything out. If you do drink alcohol, don't just drink and get hammered, right, and do it two or three times a week. If you're going to have a drink, but don't, you know, be cautious with it. It is, alcohol is not a free-for-all. There are effects of what it does to your body. It can impact your health in a negative way, and you have to be careful with it. It's not just something you can just do and think and say whatever. You know, on a regular basis, keep it to about maybe two drinks a week and spread them out. Don't do it every day. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call. Canada is always been known for pretty good health, but I think something from America might be creeping up into Canada. A new study reports that obesity rates in the country has tripled in less than three decades. This estimates more than 1 in 5 Canadians will be obese by year 2019. So researchers, they're now saying they reviewed health surveys dating back to 1985, and they looked at their overall percentage. They found about 18% of Canadians were obese, up from about 6%. So it's almost doubled in a couple of decades. Almost 36% of the people in the United States are obese, which means they have a body mass index, a BMI, of 30 or more. So, of course, the BMI is measured between the body fat based on height and weight. So it's interesting. They did these studies in the Newfoundland, Labrador, and New Brunswick, and they said that obesity is categorized as class 1, 2, and 3, and 3 being the most severe. And during this period, they're saying that the rates of their people in Canada are going up tremendously. So 35% they found in British Columbia. So we got to jump in Canada and make a difference, too. It's not just America, even though we are the most obese country in the world. We got to jump in and make Canada a difference. And, of course, we're on some stations up there in Canada. So, Canada, we're doing everything we can to help you. Coming up, more information to empower your health. Give us a call. Don't go anywhere.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump blamed radical left Democratic governors and mayors for unrest that is continuing in cities across the country. Rochester, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Portland, all had bad nights, all weekly run by radical left Democrat governors and mayors, Trump tweeted. Get the picture? In Brooklyn, 5 people were shot late Sunday night, including a 6-year-old boy, during an outdoor celebration. Meanwhile, in Rochester, New York, police arrested 11 people and 3 police officers were injured after protests turned violent for the 3rd night in a row. And in Portland, Oregon, protests continued, hitting the 100th day of unrest since demonstrations began following the death of George Floyd back in May. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "Secure your streets. It is incumbent on Democrats and their mayors to step up." This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A federal judge has ordered the U.S. Census Bureau for the time being to stop following a plan that would have it winding down its operations in order to finish the 2020 census at the end of September. The federal judge in San Jose issued a temporary restraining order against the Bureau and the Commerce Department, which oversees the agency. The order stops the Census Bureau from winding down their operations until a court hearing is held on September 17th. The once-in-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident helps determine how $1.5 trillion in federal funding is distributed and how many congressional seats each state gets in a process known as apportionment. Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, have repaid $2.4 million of public money that was used to refurbish their residence on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Harry and Meghan had been living in Los Angeles since March, and they recently signed a deal with Netflix to produce a number of films, children's programming, and documentaries. The refurbishment of their British residence, Frogmore Cottage, became one of the main points of criticism when the couple decided to quit as frontline royals earlier this year. Some critics accused them of wanting to escape their royal duties while keeping the benefits, specifically living at the historic residence after it had been renovated with British taxpayers' money. And the contribution that fully covered the necessary renovation cost of the cottage was repaid to the Sovereign Grant, which is money generated by a vast state-run property empire. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Food for the day. One of my favorite times of our show. Of course, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body. Depends on how you look at it. But our food is powerful. And what we do every single day with our foods can make all the difference in the world. So you want to make good choices. And the body doesn't know the difference between between baked chicken or fried chicken. You know that. Doesn't know the difference between French fries and broccoli. But we do. And so your body is going to make what you give it. So if you put good food in, you're going to make, guess what? Good cells. You put junk food in, guess what? You're going to make junk cells. So pretty simple, kind of common sense, isn't it? But that's what we want to focus on. That's why I talk about our foods. Foods are powerful. And, of course, they give us all of the benefits that we need if we make the right kind of choices. And one of my favorite foods we're going to talk about today are called blueberries. And blueberries are amazing simply because of the health benefits that they do have. They're touted as one of the world's healthiest foods, and rightfully so. Most of the health research on blueberries involves phytonutrient content, anthocyanins, which is a colorful antioxidant pigment that gives the foods their wonderful shades of different colors, are loaded in these little guys, and the anthocyanins are powerful. They've got flavanols and other phenols that contain like resveratrol, which we've heard about in grapes. They're loaded in blueberries. So there's a lot of good benefits for blueberries just by eating a cup of them a day. Can provide to your overall health. Number one, it's got a lot of antioxidant support. So for oxidative stress, which hits us in every aspect of our lives, especially from our environment, the toxins in our environment. So we found that the oxidative stress actually can help tremendously. And we got to focus on building up our cardiovascular system. And so strengthening the cardiovascular system is a big, big key. So, for example, there's new evidence that the damage to muscles, of course, following overly taxing exercise can be reduced through the consumption of blueberries. So they help repair the muscle tissue. And also there's also evidence, strong evidence actually, at protection for the nervous system. So you think about your nerves and your overall nervous system, it's a big, big deal. And then antioxidant protection for blood sugar effects. So if you deal with diabetes or hypoglycemia, it can help stabilize blood sugar levels. The cardiovascular benefits are pretty strong too. There's a lot of support in the many different pathways for cardio support that are so striking for the blueberry research. In the repeated studies of blueberry consumption and blueberry intake, they showed that it can raise the HDL cholesterol and lower the triglycerides. And at the same time, the blueberry intake has been shown to help protect against the blood components like the LDL cholesterol. So from oxygen damage that could lead to eventual clogging of the blood vessels, the protection has also been shown for the cells lining the blood vessel walls to be very protective. So again, this is 1 to 2 cups of blueberries a day can give us these kind of benefits. Also, nitric oxide, which is a big deal for cardio protection, the blueberries can actually help with nitric oxide. So again, that's very protective to the cardiovascular system. A lot of times they've been using amino acids that can do that, but of course now we found that blueberries can. Pretty powerful. And it helps to regulate blood pressure too. So if you deal with blood pressure issues at all, and you're dealing with blueberries, and you don't eat blueberries, start eating them because it can make a big, big difference in your overall health. Cognitive benefits too, that's another one. So a lot of the new exciting areas of research with blueberries in the area of cognitive benefits, one study involved older adults with an average age of about 76 years. They did a study with 12 weeks of daily blueberry consumption. It was enough to improve scores on two different tests of the cognitive function, including memory. While the participants in the study consumed blueberries in the form of juice, 3/4 of a pound of blueberries were used to make each a cup of juice. Powerful. So the lab and animal research studies on blueberry intake suggest that a large part of this cognitive protection is most likely due to the nerve cell protection from oxygen damage by the blueberries and a vast array of antioxidant nutrients. So again, a lot of great benefits from that. For sure. It's got a lot of great blood sugar benefits, too. So persons diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and insulin resistance have a special challenge, really, with respect to blood sugar balance. In many cases, persons that are diagnosed with obesity also have a special challenge maintaining a balanced blood sugar level. So it's simple, really, to manage that. So your lower glycemic index, so if you look at the glycemic index, it's just a number or a rating scale of all the different carbohydrates. Like, for example, blueberries and all that score down around 30. But a baked potato might score around 65 or 70. So it's important for, if you're dealing with blood sugar-related issues at all, that you want to eat foods, carbohydrates particularly, that are lower on the GI scale. And blueberries, they hit that, and they help to regulate blood sugar levels. They're really, really good for eye health, too. So one key that you want to look at with blueberries is the overall eye health. I mean, the retina of the eye is this unique place in our body, and it has such a sensitive area, really, and oxidative stress can really go after it. But if you're eating foods that will be eye protective, so to speak, then that can make a big difference. And, of course, not only just having protection on the eyes, which is really important, but actually looking and getting the right kind of nutrition in on a regular basis that can protect the eyes as well. Now, there's a lot of anti-cancer benefits to this, too. So a lot of the cancer type things that we need to be concerned about, the types of cancer that already study with respect to blueberry intake include breast cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, and cancers of the small intestine. All of these play a role and have to be watched and monitored. So there are some tips on blueberries. It's one of my favorites. I use them in smoothies almost every day, and I think it's just powerful, a great tool to add in your arsenal, if you will, to build and make your body as healthy as possible. You give us a call, 888-283-7272. We take your calls live here on the show, and, of course, you can go to the website. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, just go to the website. You can find all kinds of information there. And our team members call the number, and they'll be able to help you with whatever you may need. Let's go to the phones and talk with Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
I was diagnosed with transverse myelitis in July of 2011. It's a virus in my spine. Since then, I've suffered esophageal spasms and biliary colic. I have a lot of pain with the esophageal spasms. And I was just wondering, you know, the doctor's not giving me any options of what I can do for it other than the stuff you put underneath your tongue for heart disease, for heart attacks. And I just need some input on that because I'm in a lot of pain. I end up in the emergency room a lot of times from the esophageal spasms.
My goodness. I know. That's a real tough challenge. A lot of people actually struggle with that. And if the doctors haven't looked into this, I would definitely have them look into the minerals and the mineral deficiencies that could potentially be there. That usually is a pretty strong factor of what's going on. And if you have them take a look just at the deficiencies and build on that, they can probably figure out what might be happening. That's the first thing that you want to do. Now, the second piece is, of course, to check on your vitamin D levels. I'm a big advocate of vitamin D3 because I don't think we get enough. We don't. And we're finding that out more and more in a lot of the studies that are coming about. So getting your vitamin D3 levels checked on a regular basis to make sure the numbers are good and the numbers are strong is something that you definitely want to look into. So I would double check and get with your doctor, have them do a vitamin D3 test and see exactly what those numbers are and then build from there. All right. And that will probably get you the help that you need because the esophagus, I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, there are nerves that can potentially be involved in that, but you want to also make sure the minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, all that is balanced. And once you get that balanced out, typically that can help, okay? 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the web. Let's go to Hank now. Hello, Hank.
Calling in regards to how they felt about testosterone replacement therapy.
Well, my thoughts on that with testosterone therapy, first I just want to tell you that it's fine if you want to do that. No worries, no issues. But one key about it with testosterone in any kind of therapy is that once you jump in, you're in. Because the body, for example, if you've stopped producing testosterone that well and your body's not producing it very well, once that takes place and you start taking a replacement, whether it's the pellets or the creams or the injections, there's what's called negative feedback in the body. The body, for whatever reason, lowered its production of the hormone, and now you're going to start taking hormone from somewhere else. It will continue to not produce as much. As a matter of fact, it'll even get less and less. So you have to figure out a way to manage that, and you have to figure out a way to kind of make that happen. So I would encourage you in the middle of all that to really build a solid game plan of ways to increase your own testosterone levels first. Before jumping down that route, I'm not saying the hormone therapy is bad. You just want to push your body to make its own as easily as possible. So the ways to do that, 30% of your diet in healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and then you can look into, again, exercise with weight training, proven with all the research, at least 3 days a week with 30 minutes of high-intensity type weight training or resistance-type training. And then there's some herbs out there that help, tribulus, maca root, ashwagandha, zinc, those. Look into some of those. Talk to your folks at the health food store and look at those levels because all of that is very, very important to building those testosterone levels and getting them where they need to be. So many of our lifestyle factors matter. Stress is a big key, too. But those three that I mentioned are the top. Coming up, more information to empower your health. You're listening to On Call Radio.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Along the way to go to the next level with your health and with your life. Now, so many people are struggling with body fat and they struggle with weight loss, and it's a big topic. And I'll tell you, one of the topics that we get into in losing the body fat or finding ways to do it. Now, cortisol, this is what I wanted to hit on. There's so many aspects of weight loss that we can talk about, but one is cortisol. It's a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenals. And when cortisol levels are up in the body, and this happens due to poor diet, so if you eat a lot of processed foods, drink a lot of coffee, eat a lot of sugar, you're going to raise cortisol levels all throughout the day. It's a normal part of the physiology of the body. When cortisol levels go up, of course, your ability to store body fat around the midsection goes up, which is not a good thing. And, of course, you're going to decrease lean muscle tissue. That's not a good thing either. So getting to a place where you can manage your overall body system and you can get your body functioning at a better level, that's going to be an absolute key. So I want to encourage you to begin to focus on getting cortisol level. It's like cortisol management would be a good topic. And the way to lower cortisol levels, you want to get plenty of rest. I would rest one full day a week. You can exercise 5-6 days a week if you want to, but just keep the duration of it lower. So the duration of your exercise routine should be around no more than about 45 minutes tops. And that's including cardio and weights. No matter how you mix and match it, to really make an impact, you have to keep it at a low level. You can't be maxing it out. You got to keep it at a very low level. So that should be a big focus. Now, the other key too that is very important, I think, for each person to follow with keeping cortisol levels low is drinking plenty of green tea. Green tea it's just one of those superfoods. The more I study green tea, of course, I drink it every day, but the more I study it, the more it's just like, it seems like there's constantly new things that it does, and it just helps our body in so many different ways. Green tea actually helps lower cortisol levels, and it works like a component called phosphatidylserine, and this substance with the big funny name phosphatidylserine can be quite helpful at supporting the body and making a big difference as far as cutting down the cortisol levels. So drinking just 8 ounces of green tea every single day can help lower cortisol levels. So again, if you're looking at dropping belly fat, that's a great way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, focuses on nutrition and lifestyle-based care, call the same number. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, 888-283-7272, and we can get someone to help you right there in your area. All right, let's go now to Reba. Hi, Reba.
When someone's taking medication that causes upper body fat and belly fat, are there any vitamins or anything that can be taken or that can, you know, decrease that or slow it down?
Yeah, there actually is. I mean, with body fat, you always want to think there's some basics that you always have to understand. And getting your body fat levels in check, knowing where they are, and managing that, it all comes down to food that you take in, the kinds of foods, and the timing of the foods, too. For example, remember, carbohydrates increase insulin, and insulin is a storage hormone. So if you were to eat high levels of carbohydrates with a ton of fat, you're going to store more body fat. But if you eat maybe, if you eat fat with low amounts of carbohydrates, you're probably not going to store that much fat at all. And your body can actually utilize that fat in other ways. So timing of your nutrients, the way you eat your nutrients, is all very helpful. And that's really what you want to focus on when you're looking at body fat levels. Now, I'll tell you some really quick tips that are very, very helpful to look at, especially with body fat levels. One, I talk about green tea, and that's always a big topic as far as cutting down cortisol levels, decreasing belly fat. And that's the one thing about green tea is it targets belly fat. But for the hips and the thighs, getting some blood testing done, I'm telling you, this is the key. There are three estrogens. And if you understand any kind, anything about metabolism, if you can get your doctor to test all three estrogens, many times you can find the link of why your body is storing excess body fat. So the estrogens, you've got estrone, estradiol, and estriol. These three store body fat in different areas of the body. And so finding out which area that is storing the different types of body fat in, that is such a key component to figuring out this whole puzzle. And so that's what I would do. Get them to run that test, and then you'll be able to find out some really good information on what to do, especially with where the body fat's being deposited and how it's being deposited. That's a big key. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
They want to do a hip replacement on me. I turned 60 in January. It's the left hip, and it's aggravating the sciatic nerve in the back now down my leg. I was thinking about having or find a hospital or a place that can rebuild your cartilage. You know, they take in cells or something like that and put it back in to rebuild. Is there anything like that going on? You know, I don't mind being a candidate for it. I just don't want the surgery.
I'm with you. And, yeah, there is pretty good research going on right now about the different chemicals and stem cells and how they're rebuilding a lot of the cartilage and whatnot for the joints. You might want to check out some of the research articles that are online. Some of the bigger hospitals and research groups, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, are doing some research behind that. So check into that for sure. But your diet is going to be a big key. And I would get multiple opinions before you ever jump into a hip surgery. It's a pretty big surgery. And also look at dropping your weight. That's a big key first. Hopefully they talk to you about that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together we can impact and transform the health of our lives, our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX Audio. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.